Rick and Gatos, a KTAR News special series, Arizona's Immigration Crisis.
All this week, we are taking you down to the border, specifically the Arizona border, U.S.-Mexico border. And we're tackling it from all issues. Earlier today, we talked to our great reporter, Peter Seymour, about agriculture, commerce. How does it affect day laborers? How does the Central American migrants affect people trying to get into this country legally, whether they have to wait 6-8 hours to get in? But this is interesting as well. Let's go live now to Chad Benson. He's on after us on KTAR News. He does 6-8. He is down at the border right now. Chad, where exactly are you?
We are in, we're here in Yuma, and we are driving down along the border. We've just been down to the Colorado River and seen how shallow it is. You can walk across there, no problem. And now we are driving along a strip of road here that I'm not quite sure where we're headed next, and we're getting ready to go out at night as well. But I'll tell you what, guys, anybody can cross this. It is so easy to cross. It is vast. It's a joke, if you want to know the truth. It's an absolute joke.
When you say it's easy, there's no fencing? There's no Border Patrol agents?
No. There's a few agents, but they're scattered about. You don't see many of them. The fencing is the Normandy fencing. Like, remember Normandy? When they stormed Normandy, they've got those out there. But that's only so that people stop stealing tractors and taking them back across the other side of the border, from what I understand. And outside of that, there is no fencing at all.
So
the only fencing is there's a few places here. And they showed the Obama fencing they put up earlier. We were laughing because it's about 8 feet high, but only the top, like, 4 feet are actually covered. You can just walk underneath the other bit. It's hilarious.
Do you know if any new fencing is going to go up right along where you are, that you say it's so easy to cross, it's a joke?
No, nothing. And nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get done anytime soon. I mean, the reality is we went and saw the fencing being put up today. It was amazing. But it's the politics of it, and that's what we've been dealing with here for the last couple of hours. We've got so many congressmen and women out here who are all talking about the fact that they just don't think anything's going to get done, and nobody has the real want to get anything done. And it's a sad situation, guys. I will tell you this right now. The stuff that we found on the ground, from, you know, clothes to Plan B pills to all kinds of things like that, and seeing the people across the way who are just waiting for us to leave so they can just let the people go and get their final payment and go back and do another thing. It's an industry. It's what it's become. It's almost like a tourism industry.
Hey, we're talking with Chad Benson, who does 6-8 here on KTAR News. After us, he is down live at the border in Yuma. You said you talked to, or there were, you know, local officials, government officials there. Did you express how angry, how frustrated, how upset not only people in Phoenix, but in the whole state are because of what? And I don't mean to come across as a total jerk, but I mean, these are people that are allowed to come here through our own laws, but they are getting nothing done. Was that ever expressed to any of these lawmakers?
Absolutely.
And what was their response?
They look, you know what, they were fighting amongst them. Matt, I'll tell you guys, they were fighting amongst themselves. We have Sean Duffy, and we have a few other guys here who are fighting amongst themselves, even with Andy Biggs, knowing full well that nothing is going to get done. And they were saying, well, why do we come out here if we know we can't get anything done? And their whole thought process is, hey, maybe in the next year or two, we're going to get a situation where we're going to see the climate change, and we'll have the opportunity to take back Congress and both houses, and we can get something done.
Wow.
But they know that nothing is going to get done. They just want people to see this firsthand. And I tell you what, as a taxpayer, as just a human being, you can feel for these people. But I would tell you, earlier today, they're telling us how they're flying people to wherever they want to go. So they come here, they process them, and then they fly them to wherever they want to go. So if they want to go to Boston, they're flying into Boston. They have no ID. You and I want to go get Sudafed. We got to show our ID. They have no ID. They get on the plane first, and they're flown out there.
Wow.
The frustration of the little things that you don't know that happen behind our back should piss everybody off. Mm. And we can have some empathy, but at some point in time, people are taking our kindness for weakness, and I think we've got to figure this out. And if that means we vote the hell out of all of these people and put people in place that can do something, then that's what we need to do.
Chad Benson, he does a show 6-8 here on KTAR News. You'll hear him after us tonight. Chad, thanks so much, and safe travels, okay?
Sounds good, guys. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
All right, so we're talking about immigration all week, and we certainly have a crisis. Today we talked about Arizona border towns. There's Chad Benson right on the border. Martha Maurer, KTAR news director, is joining us in studio. Martha, I went out during one of the breaks, and you said, Gatos, I got to tell you about this story of a very large group of Central Americans entering through Arizona. Can you tell, and this happened, an hour ago? Can you tell everybody what happened? Because some of the things you told me, my mouth was wide open.
Well, just about an hour ago, I was watching a press conference out of Tucson Border Patrol. They were telling us that earlier today, they came across a group of about 400 migrants. They caught them on video where 400 migrants were dropped off essentially by smugglers. And three charter buses that came up towards the border dropped off the immigrants. And the immigrants essentially ran to the border, looked for agents. They say that of these 400—
Say that again. Say that again.
Three charter buses drove up to the border near Lukeville, Arizona, and dropped off 400 migrants.
And they did what?
And as soon as they got dropped off from the buses, they ran up towards the border looking for agents.
Looking for agents.
It's a business now.
It is.
Just as Chad said.
It is.
You said it was something yesterday with tour. You put it in a way, and I wish I wrote it down. You said these smugglers are almost like planning your next vacation.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a tourist. It's like a tourism industry now.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Basically, hey, we'll get you through Mexico and we'll deliver you to the front door of America.
Martha, how many kids were there?
Right. So this is a staggering number. Of the 400 migrants, 199, so let's say 200 of them, were children that came with parents or with people that said they were their parents. And another 31 of them were unaccompanied. So these were kids coming on their own.
So half of the people were kids.
More than half of the people that were crossed that were dropped off by these three charter buses were kids. Another thing that was interesting and that the agent in charge over there, Roy Villarreal, said, this is really affecting. They had to essentially shut down an entire checkpoint and reallocate agents from an entire substation, Border Patrol station, to be able to process these people. Because Border Patrol in Ajo does not have buses to go get all of the 400
right.
people. So they're still, since 7 this morning, they're still making trips to the desert, loading them up to vans, transporting them to the Border Patrol stations to process them. This is still going on 12 hours later.
So, and this is important, too, to realize, when they take these Border Patrol agents away from their original, let's say, original post, original duty, this goes back to what we talked to Peter Seymour about earlier today. That's why you have these 6 to 8 to 10 hour backups, because these Border Patrol agents can't do the jobs that they're normally doing already. They have to go over here. So everybody who's doing it, and I hate using the term the right way, but, you know, commerce, day laborers, the people who are just saying, hey, I'm just trying to make a living here. They're the ones who are suffering in Mexico trying to get here with an 8 hour wait. When it doesn't have to be that. It shouldn't be like that.
And not only that, this border agent in charge of the Tucson Sector Border Patrol says this is creating a huge gap on border security. Why? Because
right.
they're having to move these agents from other places. So they're not at the checkpoints. They're not at the other border stations. So, again, today, 400 migrants, more than half of them were kids, just dropped off by three charter buses along Lukeville, Arizona, seeking asylum.
All right. Martha Maurer, thank you. This week, KTAR News is running a special series. You've heard it all throughout the last few days, Arizona's immigration crisis. KTAR's Peter Seymour has been joining us. Martha Maurer has been joining us. Chad Benson joined us a second ago from the Yuma sector. He's at the border. He calls it a joke. Anybody can get in. You can just walk right in.
And maybe going back to what Martha just told us, maybe that's why Chad didn't see anybody, because they've all been pulled off and they have to go address a situation miles away.
Charter buses dropping hundreds of people off and they're walking right in.
Right, right.
I don't know if there's anybody out there that can say there's not a crisis. Because if you approach me and say there's no crisis, I'm going to laugh at you. There is a crisis. It is bad. It's crazy. It's gotten completely out of hand.
Even if you don't want a true wall, like the president says, you've got to address the fact that we are taking in thousands of people a day.
It's affecting Arizona.
And it's affecting Arizona,
just about more than anybody. Maybe not Texas, maybe a little bit more, but Arizona right there.
Yeah.
All right.